Now it's time to hear from the Green Party's Ricardo Menendez March.
During an interview with the Morning Report, RNZ's Morning Report, Prime Minister Christopher Luxon confirmed that orders for the homeless in Auckland CBD to move on were definitely a consideration. He later stated that Aucklanders don't feel safe going into the central city, and both central government and Auckland Council are considering how they can move homeless people out of the CBD ahead of summer. This follows previous reports that the government was considering a rough sleeping ban for central Auckland. This news comes as Stats New Zealand released their annual unemployment figures this week. The results show that national unemployment has risen to a 9-year high at 5.3%, with the New Zealand youth taking most of the damage. For our weekly catch-up with the Green Party, Wire host Max spoke to MP Ricardo Menendez March to discuss the unemployment figures released last week. They also spoke about the government's new action plan to combat methamphetamine use. But first, they discussed what the Green Party thought about the government's plan to decrease homelessness in Auckland CBD.
What is the Green Party's reaction to this potential bill and stance by the government?
It follows a really concerning move by National Party politicians who treat homeless people as if they're the problem, as opposed to treating homelessness as a problem. And they haven't acknowledged that their own government decisions, such as tightening access to emergency housing, cutting benefit increases in the medium to long term, all will lead to an increase in homelessness. And so we think the government should be focusing on addressing homelessness as opposed to treating homeless people as a problem that needs to be moved on.
Do you think that homelessness has gotten worse under this government?
We have heard from social service providers across the country that homelessness has indeed gotten worse under this government. And we have seen also the statistics that clearly show that more people are being rejected for basic assistance, such as getting into emergency housing, which leaves them with no other option but to potentially live on the streets. And that is completely unacceptable, and the government should take responsibility for their own actions in increasing homelessness instead of simply increasing it and then treating homeless people as if they're the problem.
What steps should the government take in decreasing homelessness then?
First of all, they need to reverse the changes they have made to tightening access to emergency housing. They need to adequately invest in funding public housing, which they have actually made cuts to. And they need to increase income support levels to livable incomes so that people do not face the challenges of having to choose between paying their rent or paying their bills, which puts them more at risk of becoming homeless in the first place.
Luxon said that homelessness is a complex problem. In this case specifically, would you agree with him?
All well and fine to say that it is a complex problem, but the problem here is that then he's treating homeless people as the problem. And instead of acknowledging that he has made some relatively simple decisions that have made this issue worse, and so I don't think he deserves to be able to hide behind the fact that indeed homelessness is a complex issue when he has actually made it worse. And the solution isn't to simply push people away from the CBD onto other neighbourhoods as currently, we're saying that it's in the plan.
Are the Green Party looking to campaign on anything regarding homelessness in next year's election?
We will, and we have for several years. We've long held the position that income levels should be set at a livable level, that we should be building enough public housing so that we can house people in the first place and invest in the public health systems that wrap around homeless people to ensure that we can address drug use and mental health issues that may arise from the stresses of living in the streets.
All right, moving on to the next topic. Last week, StatsNZ released the latest unemployment numbers. Figures revealed show that unemployment is at a 9-year high at 5.3%. Youth unemployment is up, with many looking to return to study, and 18,000 jobs have been lost over the past year. My next question is, what was the Green Party's reaction to the latest unemployment figures released by StatsNZ?
We're seeing a record high unemployment, at least for the almost decade. And this is a direct result of a government that has chosen to use job cuts as a way to deal with inflation. The government pushed through countless of job losses in the public sector. And what this shows is that now we're seeing young people unable to access jobs, entry-level jobs in particular, and they're being pushed into below the poverty line benefits. This is not the economy that we want to be building. We think the government should be focused on creating jobs instead of cutting them. And this is why we're campaigning for a Ministry of Green Work so that we can create tens of thousands of jobs in manufacturing and construction to ensure that people have the opportunities that they deserve, but also that we're building the infrastructure that we so desperately need.
You've been quite vocal that this is more than just a crisis and that the government has made decisions that have led to this situation. Would you say that the current unemployment situation is more to do with the government and their actions than it is the cost of living crisis?
Well, it is the government's actions that have caused a record high unemployment. You just got to see the thousands of jobs that have been cut in the public sector and the fact that they have actively relied when it comes to their management of inflation and increasing unemployment to lower the spending power of our communities across the board. And so this is part of the problem, that the government is not just not taking responsibility for the unemployment crisis that they helped create, but now they're punching down on people who are on income support as a result of this unemployment crisis that we are facing. And when we look at the statistics, it is young people that are disproportionately affected by unemployment. And yet we are seeing a government that when they see young people applying for few jobs that are out there, and we're seeing some jobs receiving hundreds of applicants, so the government turns around and instead of creating jobs, decides to make access to benefits a lot harder.
Should we be concerned that the damage being done to young New Zealanders here is something that we can't recover from?
The concern here is that unless we fix the unemployment crisis and in the meanwhile ensure that we have benefits that allow people to live well, that the harms will compound. The longer that someone spends on poverty-level benefits, the more likely they are to develop health issues, the more likely they are to become homeless. And this is why the government, instead of punching down on beneficiaries, should acknowledge that there are simply not enough jobs available at the moment and ensure that unemployed people aren't living in poverty.
You've announced that your Green Jobs Guarantee will deliver an initial 40,000 jobs to rebuild infrastructure, restore nature, and build homes for people to live in. Can you explain this policy, specifically who for and how did you get to 40,000 jobs?
So it's a combination of jobs in the construction sector from the powering up of our public housing build program, as well as the Green Jobs for Nature program that needs to be properly resourced, that will help restore our natural environments. And in places like Auckland, for example, it can help look after our urban streams, which in and of itself protect communities against floods. And we've seen the benefits of the work that has been done in places like Mangere, for example. But we think an injection of investment into those programs will help create additional jobs. And also, we think that we could be investing in our manufacturing sector so that, for example, we are able to build construction materials onshore when it comes to wood products, as opposed to exporting raw materials overseas, having those being manufactured overseas and then having to import them back again at a costlier price. So we think that there are areas of our economy that we can take a much more active role in planning for that will result in tens of thousands of jobs. And this is why we put out a green budget that demonstrates that this is absolutely possible and that we should be creating jobs rather than cutting them.
All right, moving on to the last topic. The government has gained widespread support for their new action plan to combat methamphetamine use. Specifically, the Drug Foundation has commended it for its health-focused interventions. The response included a nationwide media campaign that will launch in the next 3 months, as well as an extra $30 million over 4 years from the mental health and addiction budget that will go to frontline services focusing on the hardest hit communities. My next question is, does the Green Party agree that this is a positive move by the government?
There are areas of this plan that we can get behind, and we support the sentiment from stakeholders that have welcomed a more focused approach when it comes to health. The challenge remains, though, is that meth users continue being criminalized, and when we continue nonetheless having a criminal approach to drug use, we know that ultimately that gets in the way of taking a genuine health approach to reducing harm. Before becoming an MP, I worked at the front lines with people who were living in poverty and experiencing homelessness, and I saw how many of them were having issues and were experiencing the harms of meth use. The reality is that also we need to address issues like housing, issues like low incomes, that in and of itself can end up leading to people going into harmful and ongoing drug use when it comes to methamphetamines to cope with the stresses of poverty and homelessness. And this is why we need to take a system-wide approach to the meth crisis that we're experiencing, rather than, for example, exacerbating homelessness, exacerbating hardship, and then just pumping a bit of resources into issues like better access to drug rehabilitation.
Would you say then that the Green Party are not as much of a fan of a tougher approach against methamphetamine, but rather more of a focus on education, prevention and rehabilitation?
Well, we should take a tough approach when it comes to poverty, when it comes to homelessness, when it comes to housing insecurity and rent prices, all which can compound harms and lead people to a much more vulnerable state to the impacts of meth use. And the problem that we have is that unless we genuinely take an evidence-based approach to drug use, we'll continue criminalizing people who need support. And this is why we've always been supportive of campaigns that focus on health outcomes as opposed to handcuffs.
Would combating meth use be an issue that the Green Party would prioritize if they were in government right now?
We've long campaigned on taking an evidence-based approach when it comes to drug use, and this is why with subsequent elections we have long pushed for governments of red and blue stripes to treat drug use as a health issue as opposed to a criminal issue.
That was the Green Party's Ricardo Menendez March on the government's stance against homelessness in the Auckland CBD, the latest unemployment figures released by Stats New Zealand, and the government's new action plan to combat methamphetamine use.
That was the Green Party's Ricardo Menendez March.